And today, let us look at how Padre Pio overcame the Spanish flu. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. My name is Edward Urban, presenting our channel in which we investigate the absolutely incredible life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a friend or a loved one is in need of Padre Pio's help or intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And continuing with our story. Well, today we have COVID-19. However, a century ago, we had another pandemic, the Spanish flu, which killed tens of millions of people around the world, and that was between 1918 and 1920. Now, according to some sources, and this is history.com, this flu killed between 50 and 100 million people, more than any pandemic before or since. And that includes the Great Plagues, the Black Death, AIDS epidemics, and Ebola. The Spanish flu was much worse than all of them. The First World War had just finished, was just ending when the flu actually took hold, killing three times as many people as all the bombs and bullets had during the war. This to me sounds apocalyptic, like one of the plagues out of the apocalypse. Now, the name Spanish was given because it was first reported in the Spanish newspapers. And because the Spanish did not take part in World War I, their press still remained free, so they were free to report on what was happening, although, of course, the epidemic may have occurred in other lands before that. That is according to the history of life. The Spanish flu was truly a pandemic, affecting 500 million people, causing the death of between 50 and 100 million people, as we said earlier, and that is somewhere between 10 and 20% of the people infected. The mortality rate was so high that the Spanish flu went down in history as the worst pandemic of all times. Now, not everyone knows that this pandemic, the first pandemic of the 20th century, also hit a young Capuchin friar in the monastery of San Giovanni Rotondo. It hit Padre Pio and his family. Now, recently a book was published called La Pandemia di Padre Pio, Discepolo della Addolorata, The Pandemic of Padre Pio, Disciple of Our Lady of Suffering, which tells the story of the saint of Petrolcina with the Spanish flu. Now, this book was written by Stefano Campanella, who is the director of Padre Pio Teleradio and Padre Pio Television. And on this occasion, he was being interviewed by the Italian newspaper La Nuova Bocella. And the interviewer puts his questions to Stefano and then he answers. So we're going to just go in that format. And he asks the first question, Stefano Campanella, how did you come up with the idea of this book? How did the book come about? Well, Stefano answers, this idea was born when the Capuchin monastery of San Giovanni Rotondo was hit by the coronavirus quite recently. So what happened is that between November and the end of that year, 12 of the 20 brothers in the monastery became affected with COVID. Two of the older brothers, who were already quite sickly of complications, they died of complications. And after I had visited them, I had to be quarantined myself, Stefano says, and I waited for the results of the test. Now, while he was waiting, he began looking for documents that described how Padre Pio had survived the Spanish pandemic. And he said he found quite a lot of material, and that became the substance of his book. And the next question, was the family of Padre Pio also affected by the Spanish flu? And Stefano answers, yes, the Spanish flu also hit his family quite badly. For instance, his 29-year-old sister, Felicita, died on the 25th of September 1918, and his 4-year-old nephew, Pellegrino, died as well 3 days before his mother of the virus. and Felicita lived with her husband and their three children in Petrolchina, the hometown of Padre Pio. And when Felicita fell ill, another lady, Donna Pepper, went to their house to look after the daughter, the son-in-law, and the grandchildren. And it was not long before Donna Pepper also became seriously ill. And the next question, did Padre Pio pray a lot for his family? Stefano says, would I like to remind us of an important fact? And Padre Pio had made this vow previously, in which he committed himself only to pray for others, not to pray for himself or his close relatives. So Stefano says, he had to go by another route, and this is what he did. He asked his spiritual daughters to pray for his family, and of course, for his mother too. And in this way, the prayers were answered and his mother recovered. And our following question, was Padre Pio himself infected with the Spanish flu? Yes, Padre Pio also fell ill. And he showed the first signs of flu early in September of 1918. And then he recovered and felt much better around the 20th of the same month. So that's around 3 weeks later. Then on the morning of the 20th of September, he celebrated the Holy Mass. And all of this preceded the stigmata. Of course, the stigmata might be closely related to the sufferings of this time. However, after a few days, Padre Pio had a relapse, which meant that he did not feel well until about mid-December. So that from September, October, November to mid-December, he was ill with the Spanish flu. And during this illness, he had a very high fever and also bronchial pneumonia, which is obviously caused by this virus. But the death of his relatives was for him a tremendous source of sorrow, even during this time. And then he asks, where was he during this illness? And the answer Stefano gives, he was in the monastery of San Giovanni Rotondo. But in order not to affect the other brothers and the seminarians, because now the monastery of San Giovanni Rotondo had become important from being a backwater since Padre Pio arrived, it became important and the seminarians for all the Capuchins went there. And so because of that, not to infect these other people, he had to live in two rooms of the guest house. And one of his spiritual daughters would bring him food every day, and she would pass it through a small window. So that's how he survived the Spanish flu. He was locked away for about 4 months in a two-room apartment. And then he asks, what do we know about Padre Pio's life during this illness? Well, Stefano says, he lived through the pandemic with great altruism, praying for others and not for himself, just focused on others. And on these occasions, there was proof, he says, of the great power of Padre Pio's intercession. And Stefano would like to mention this one example. One of his spiritual daughters had a sister who was expecting a child. And this sister fell seriously ill with the Spanish flu epidemic. She was on the point of death. So the mother and also child were in danger of death, and it looked as if nothing more could be done. They were going to die. So one of the spiritual daughters ran to Padre Pio and pleaded with him to pray for her dying sister. And Padre Pio's answer, this is quite interesting. He says, even if you see her die, you must still believe that she will recover. He was so convinced of her recovery. And in fact, this lady was healed and gave birth to a beautiful little girl. So there were no long-term effects. And the next question is, why did you give the book the name Discepolo della Addolorata, Disciple of Our Lady of Suffering? And Stefano answers like this. He says, I wanted to avoid the book being just another list of facts, that it would also be quite elegant. And so I weighed up how best I could describe the spiritual message that one could see in the way that Padre Pio faced his sufferings during the Spanish flu. And Stefano says, he's accepting selflessly God's will, which is the genuine expression of true love. of God. And it was precisely the same attitude that marked the life of the Virgin Mary, especially when she had to witness the suffering and death of her son on the cross. So because of these two great sufferings, he saw something common and it led to the name. It was not for nothing, he says, that Padre Pio said, "Under the cross we learn to love." So even our sufferings can be turned to something good. And so Stefano says that he learned from the mother of sufferings. And he became her disciple in the sense. And then, only then, by his own example, did he become the teacher of others who wanted to become his authentic followers, his disciples, we could say. So Padre Pio didn't just go out and preach, but he passed through the mold of God's trials in sufferings. And when he had been molded himself, he became the teacher of others. And of course, ultimately, all of these teachings would have come from our Lord and been related directly to our Lord himself. So please do continue watching our most popular videos, videos selected specially for you, and also on how to enroll your Mass prayer intentions for Mass dedicated to Padre Pio.